This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
If you've come here going, oh yeah, I want to hear about the what happened this morning when Tori from Married at First Sight is in Jack and Tori, as in, come on, what are you doing, Tori? Can't you see who he is? Can't you see who you're with? Hung up on us this morning.
Mm.
Yeah, you're going to have to find that on another one because there was a long chat there.
We put it on a separate podcast, but it's easy. It's all in this same section. You'll find it.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was a smashing weekend. I went to Sydney to interview Jack Black for Kung Fu Panda 4, which is coming out next week, I believe. I've seen it. It was gorgeous. But yeah, got to spend a little bit of time with Jack. Me and producer Kerrod went over together.
Yep.
While producer Rami accompanied you at the Mandra Crab Fest.
Yeah, it was a hoot.
I heard Rami say on Friday when we were all going our separate ways, he said to Kerrod, okay, I've got Pete, you've got Kimber, we'll take one kid each.
Sure.
Like, that's what it's like. They have to take care of us.
As if. Mate, I think you two would have had the time of your lives swanning around Sydney.
Oh, it was great. Kerrod and I went out. We had a beautiful, delicious Italian meal on the Friday night. Mm-hmm. Like, because they still serve meals after 10:30 in Sydney.
It's crazy, right?
That was amazing. And then the next day, the next morning we got up, we did the interview with Jack Black.
Yeah.
And then we used the company credit card to go and shout ourselves some cocktails.
Well, you got to celebrate, right? The only radio station in WA to get Jack Black, and you nailed it.
Well, you know, I thought that the interview went quite well. So we were like, cocktails on the boss. So we did that.
Okay. So we're like, in the coming days, we're going to hear the Jack Black interview. But like, take me into what it's like. I've never been on a junket like that before to interview a massive star of that ilk. Never. I've never been on the, like, you know, we've been to Sydney to go and see Australian Idol, and I've been to other various ones to go and catch up with, you know, your voice contestants and so on and so forth. But I've never been to a, hey, we're taking you to Sydney because one of the biggest movies in the world is going to be premiering right here in Australia, and the biggest star of said movie is going to be there, and you're going to get some time with them.
Oh,
it's never happened
cool.
to me.
I've done a couple, and I've been very lucky, but they're really, they're very strict.
Mm.
So behind the scenes, what they do is they tell you, like, this is your interview time. You've got to go to this hotel and you have to be there at a certain time ready to go. And they're very – they allocate people a time. So from the West Coast, I'm the only person. I represented all of WA and they said, you can have 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
Now, I got one of the longer slots.
Really?
I ran into a radio star from the East Coast who is on a station that is not ours.
Mm.
They told me they got 5.
Is that it?
They said, oh, are you here for your 5 minutes? And I went, oh, no, I got 8.
Which, you know, when you think about it, like, that's a lot of pressure. Like, you're going to a lot of trouble. Like, you're flying all the way to Sydney. You're getting put up in a hotel. You're staying there for a couple of days, all for 8 minutes. That's a lot of pressure.
That's why we had the cocktails afterwards. Like,
just
because, you know, it is a bit of pressure and you don't want to, you know, I want to get it right. I want to ask the right questions. I'm hoping for good responses. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to kind of go with it. And so you all rock up and you wait in this sort of hotel waiting area where everyone's milling about. They were running late and you have to sort of, you have to put in the requests that you like.
As
early.
When you say running late, like they were there, they were in their room and everything, but that, like, the interviews, some of them stretch a bit.
Yeah, so we're like, down in the foyer waiting, but he's somewhere in the hotel.
Right.
So they don't take you there until you're about to go right inside.
And by the way, the first 3 minutes of your interview is having to find him in the hotel somewhere.
That'd be fun. So you're all sitting there just waiting around thinking, you know, what you're going to do. And then they make you pre-approve stuff. So if you would like to do anything with him or a stunt or you want to ask anything in particular or you want him, then you have to get approval to do so. Mm. And they run it by his people. And if they don't want to do it, they say no. But if you come up with that idea later, they won't let you.
It's too late.
They're like, no, 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 this hasn't been approved. And they were checking with us, going, making sure that you're not doing anything before you go in. And we're like, yeah, yeah, we're not doing anything. But we did sneak something in.
Here's the thing.
Hid it in Kerrod's backpack.
Is that right?
I won't talk much about what it is, but we hid it in Kerrod's backpack. And then they said, okay, it's time to go. We're going to take you up to the room now. And they walk you through the hotel and they put you up in these chairs that are just sitting outside the hotel room and you're waiting while the people in front of you are in there. And then they come out and they go, right, you're going in 1 minute. And they give you the rundown. So they go, hey, you've got your 8 minutes. Would you like a photo with Jack Black? I said, yes, I would. And they said, okay, but it's part of your 8 minutes.
Oh, my God. They don't even give you that as a bonus. No, you're not even talking to him.
And I can tell you, I did not get my photo with Jack Black.
Oh, wow.
Because I chose to get questions and audio for our show instead.
Yeah. Oh, you're a great woman.
So I maxed out and did not get a photo with one of the biggest stars in the world because I wanted to give back to the Mix fam.
They sent the right person because I would have been like, mate, no, I've come all this way. I've got to have something for me.
You'd be like, let's get the photo first.
Yeah.
So I don't miss out.
Oh, hang on a sec. Wait, can we do that again, Jack? I wasn't quite happy with my angle.
No. And then they saw me with this thing that Kerrod had snuck in his backpack as they were about to take us in and they said, what is that? And I went, oh no, this is just it. And they went, you can't take that. He's not allowed to use that. You can't take that in. And I was like, no, this is for me. This is something I'm doing. And they went, only if you're doing it. If he's doing it, you're not allowed to get him to do it. And I said, no, wouldn't do that. Because we were just desperately hoping that Jack Black would see the thing and ask to touch it.
Mm-hmm. Did he? What can you tell me? Come on.
Maybe he touched it. Maybe it got us kicked out.
Oh, my God.
And so when you're in there, they're like, you're not allowed to, they film it. Yeah. So Universal Pictures, who bring out Kung Fu Panda that have sent us there, they film it on their camera. They film it on their mics and audio, and then they give you an SD card. So you're not supposed to take any of your own footage.
Oh, they control everything.
You're not supposed to video it.
Oh, which means
you're not supposed to take photos.
If they're not happy with what's happened, they can just not give you the stuff, right?
They give it to you just as you're walking out. But yeah, if they were not happy with the interview, they could pull it at any time.
Oh my God. All that way for them to go, we weren't happy with that. You can't have it.
But we tried to take some risks. So I'm excited to eventually play it back to you, but we've got to go through some things and make sure that we don't get in trouble because otherwise we'll never be invited back again.
I cannot wait.
But it's high stakes, you know? There's a lot of pressure and a lot of, like, you're worried you're going to forget, you're worried you're going to do something wrong, you know?
Yeah.
But Jack Black, total sweetheart.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it lovely when all of the, like, you know, all of the things that you're hoping for pay off? You know, like you meet the person who's in this position of power and you're like, wow, a dude.
He was wearing Crocs. He was wearing Crocs. I mean, you're not expecting that, are you?
Nah. Oh, no, with Jack Black. See, I watch a lot of Jack Black's stuff on Instagram.
Yep.
And he's a loose unit.
Yeah.
And him wearing Crocs, I would not be surprised.
But it's a special interview day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I suppose. Yeah. All right. Well, that audio is still to come on the show and only here on Mix 94.5 and the Pete and Kimber Show. So make sure you keep listening. On this podcast, Secret Lives of Perth, we went all the way back to the beginning with the lady who accidentally ran over her neighbor's cat and panicked and buried it in the backyard. There's been an update since then and she joined us again this morning live.
It was great to hear the update. Mm. It was not what we expected.
No.
We played our game Best Caller Wins, which is just we give you a topic. And whoever's got the best story about it wins. And this one was the worst injuries. And it was a surprising bag of calls. We played yay or nay.
You and Rami played yay or nay.
Yeah, we played yay or nay. Pete was too tired to understand anything that was going on in the segment.
It was a big weekend. Channel 7 Mandra Crab Fest was a very, very big weekend.
And we played a very fun game with producer Kerrod about the Glastonbury Festival lineup.
Yeah.
Where he asked us if he'd give us a name of something and he'd ask us if it was a restaurant or a band that were playing at Glastonbury.
Mm. There's some belters. Absolute belters. All the ones that you think should be a restaurant. Yeah, good luck to you.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
All right, there you go. Have a podcast.
Pete and Kimber's Best Call wins.
The best.
Love this. It's really straightforward. All right, I'm going to give you a topic. The best caller wins. Best story.
Whatever story you have in your life that relates to this topic, and if it's an absolute beauty, if you are the best caller, you are winning.
And if you're not coming with a good story, you get the shovel.
But there'll be good ones about this.
I hope so.
They're going to be horrible.
I hope so. Gory, horrific stories.
The best caller with the worst injury.
Oh, yes. Great.
Oh, I'm preempting this.
What are you thinking? What do you think is going to come through?
I always feel like the worst injuries that I can think of are where something goes through you or in you.
Yeah, like impaled. The word impaled. Don't. If you come here and you go, oh, I fell over and I grazed me knee. No. If you come here going, oh, look, I got impaled by a stake.
What about one of the ones where, like, you see people playing basketball and their bone comes out through
That's a ripper.
Their shin? Yeah, like, yeah. Oh,
that's good. Give me more of those gory details.
Okay, the worst injury, and if you're the best caller.
Pete and Kimber's best call wins.
Rebecca in Port Kennedy text us on 0400 21 945. She was a chef making hot custard, dropped the bucket and burnt her whole hand.
Hot custard?
Oliver in Yanjibup cut their pinky off by a door when they were four. Were able to save the finger. Not enough. Okay. All right, well, let's see then.
All right. So this is, I'm setting the bar there because you'd think lose a pinky.
That's pretty severe.
Right.
But Jessica reckons she's got something worse.
Come on, worst injuries, best caller wins. What do you got, Jess?
Hey, so I need to first elaborate how much of a lifetime fan I am of Pink for you to understand what I did.
Okay.
I basically have cried for months before the concert because I never thought I'd get to see her. I cried so much that by the time the day came of the concert, like, I had lost all emotional control. And about a week after the concert, I started feeling like I was getting a star in my eye. It turns out I have torn the tear duct of my eye, that I had an infection the size of a marble, like a big pussy ball marble underneath my right eye.
For crying over Pink.
I have to go for surgery next month for them to repair the tear.
Oh my God,
because it's basically like I've got all the photos and stuff. They're all pretty manky and
send the photos. Send the photos, Jess.
I can send you the photos, and I'm still suffering with the drama of it. Like, I'm only really allowed back at work today.
Right. Okay.
But it's literally my eye was literally just full of
grossness. If we're going to have to hit you with the shovel soon.
Yeah,
stop.
We've got to move on, Jess.
That's a lot of crying, though.
There's a lot of crying.
But she's torn her tear ducts. She's going to have a surgery.
Nah, because it was a good story. Rami wants me to hit her with a shovel. It was a good story, right? A little bit long, but it was a good story.
Sean.
All right.
Come on. Best caller, worst injury. What do you got?
Good morning, guys. So long story short as possible. Year 9, about 20-odd years ago, thought I was invincible like every other year 9 student around. Saw some parallel bars outside a gymnasium at school. Decided to walk along the top of them, but someone decided it was a smart idea to smash the parallel bar. So I fell down, blacked out. When I came to, I felt a twitch in my leg and had a massive gaping hole in my leg. I had landed straight down on a bolt that had gone straight down to my bone. In a panic and in shock, I got up and ran across the gymnasium. The worst part was a girl called Stephanie decided to vomit in front of me, so I vomited. I vomited in return. So that was 36 staples in my leg.
Oh, and Sean,
go with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. I also had visions of like a Monty Python film where he was like running across the gym and there's just blood spurting out of his bolt leg.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's incredible. That's a proper.
It's a good one.
Yep.
All right, Trish.
Trish.
Morning.
Worst injury. Hello. Best caller wins. What do you got?
Okay. I got dog semen in my eye.
I mean, part of me wants to ask more, and part of me just wants to go get out. We're not going to hear better than this. I don't even know if I want more.
Trish, like, come on. We have to find it. How the hell did that happen? Okay.
We were breeding dogs at the time, and sometimes they need a little bit of help.
Mm.
And I guess at the vinegar stroke, he slipped out, and I happened to be facing in the correct direction.
I mean, honestly, Trish, and your delivery could not have been better. Wow.
I can't beat that. I don't even care if there's more callers. I ain't topping that. That's the best thing I've ever heard. That's not best caller wins this segment. That's best caller wins the thing we've ever done on this station.
I think the element of surprise was just excellent.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Pete and Kimber present Mix 94.5's Secret Lives of Perth. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true.
Secret.
Secret Lives of Perth. People have been sending their secrets to get it off their chest to mix.com.au. You can send yours in. You can. You can score yourself a bit of cash if it goes to air. And we'll try and solve it for you. If there's a bit of a problem or you need some advice, we'll at least try and fix it.
That's right. People listening, they're happy to dive in. Now, the first one we ever did was the lady who told us she'd run over her elderly neighbour's cat.
Accidentally.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, accidentally. That's important to mention.
Yeah.
She panicked and buried it in the backyard and now agonizingly drives past the missing cat posters every morning as she takes the kids to school.
Now, Anonymous got in touch with us to say, I've got an update for you. So,
oh, boy. Let's go.
Hello, Anonymous.
Hi, Kimber.
Anonymous, when you last left us, you had decided that you were going to dig up the cat and leave the cat on the neighbour's porch.
Nah, didn't do that.
Tell us what went through your head after you've had a number of weeks to think about it and after the Mix fam weighed in with their suggestions on how you could come clean to the neighbour.
Well, I had the flowers delivered anonymously with a note letting her know that I had accidentally hit her cat and the cat has been buried. And I was very, very sorry. So she did approach me. She told me someone had left flowers.
Hang on a sec. What did you write in the note?
Well, I pretty much said, I'm really, really sorry. I've hit your cat. It passed away. I've buried it. I'm so sorry. It was a terrible accident.
So she's approached you since then and has said, hey, this, you know, somebody left me flowers and a note. Was there, why did she approach you? Is this still the ongoing thing of you just know each other?
Yeah. And I'm right across the road from her house. So if she sees me outside, she always comes out and has a talk, a little chat. So she approached me and said someone had, she says, oh, I'm going to take the posters down, what I've put around, because someone has left some flowers in my drawer with this note. I could never say it was me.
Do you think that she seemed relieved to know?
I think so. And I do think so. It's closure for her, I suppose.
Is it? Is it closure for her? Did you get... No, I'm just... I'm curious.
It's closure for her. It doesn't feel closure for me still.
See, I told you. I said this to you. I said this would be interesting because if you don't go and fess up, it's still just telling her that her cat's been run over by someone, but this it might be so, but you're still living with the secret.
I know, but I'm getting her a kitten.
Oh no, you're not.
I am. So I spoke to her, she's gone to England for a holiday and she's due to come back in 2 weeks and a friend of mine has had a litter of kittens.
Oh.
And I've told her that a friend of mine's got a litter of kittens and would she like one of the kittens? And she said she would love that.
Oh, that's great.
Well, hang on a second.
That's lovely.
No, I know that.
And she's going to have a companion again.
Wait, that's great news.
Makes me feel a bit better.
I think that is really lovely. And I know, even though Pete is, you know, giving you a bit for basic, I get that you haven't relieved yourself because you feel guilty for still doing what you did. But
yeah.
You had made it really clear at the time that something that you felt particularly bad about is that she was left wandering. And a lot of the Mix fam had said, I don't like the fact that she doesn't have closure. And so giving her that closure has obviously, surely that has relieved you of some of the guilt.
A tiny bit.
Not enough. Doesn't sound like enough to me.
Look, but I don't think that her fessing up will make any of this situation better. I think you've done the right thing, bringing another kitten to her life and giving her another chance at that joy.
You're going to run over that one too?
No, that's not funny, Pete.
I'm joking. Oh, I can tell you feel bad. There is a little shred of me that's like, I feel sorry for you because you live right across the road from this person. You got to see that face
that sad face every day. Like, that's hard, mate. I get it.
Yeah.
It is.
She's about to have a happy face again, though. Mm. And I think that, like, everyone gets to start a new chapter.
She's quite excited now about that, about having a little companion, so.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever tell her?
No.
There's no, like, just one, you know.
No, because then you're going to ruin. No, because then people.
No, I feel like it could turn into, like, a bad neighbour scenario then.
It's not even the bad neighbour scenario.
She hate me.
What you will end up doing is removing the next bit of joy in her life that she's now been granted. Because now you're going to taint that one. And it would be. So it's you give this woman a chance to actually experience joy again.
Yeah.
And sometimes you make mistakes and you just have to live with your own guilt.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for joining us on the show again.
No worries. Appreciate thank that. You guys.
All the best.
Thank you. See ya.
Wow.
That had a pretty happy ending.
Nah. I still am not convinced that it's far enough. I think she's got to tell her at some point.
You are just out to destroy that old woman's life.
No, I'm not.
Need reminding? She's in her 80s.
Yeah, I know she's in her 80s, right? But it, like, I'm still not convinced that this is the way to go. I think because she's still going to, the person who ran over the cat, that caller, is still going to be holding on to that. She's never going to get free of the guilt.
She felt way better talking to me than she did to you. I feel like you're making her feel worse.
Maybe a coffee together would do her. Hello, Carrot.
Hello, Pete. Hello, Kimber.
Hi.
Fancy seeing you guys in here.
Yeah, it's like we never leave.
I know, right? Well, I am here for a reason. And I'm here for a very good reason.
Yeah.
Because last week I bought you some of the band names from Splendor in the Grass that's happening later this year.
Oh, yeah, we did poorly.
You guys did very poorly.
We tried to guess which ones were actual band names and which ones were made up, and I think I only got one or two right.
Yeah, you guys weren't that great. So there was another festival that's been announced since Splendor in the Grass, and that's Glastonbury, which is the massive one over in the UK. Okay.
That's huge.
Have you guys seen the lineup of it?
I haven't at all, no. And Glastonbury is the festival where if you want to go, it's so big you've got to actually go into a lottery. You've got to put in your vote, you've got to hope you get a ticket.
Really?
Yeah. You still have to pay, but you've got to be chosen first.
Huh. Well, Rami's very happy with the headline. Rami, who's the headline for Glastonbury this year?
Dua!
Is it? Dua Lipa.
Yes. Dua Lipa, baby.
Oh, that's great.
Well, what I want to do today is rather than go real or fake band names, because there are some very strange band names that are heading to Glastonbury later this year, I thought what we do is I'm going to give you a bunch of names and I want you to tell me whether it's a band name or a restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah,
are they food trucks that are going to be at the venue?
No. But these are real either bands or restaurants from around the world.
All right, let's have it.
First one, Fat White Family, band or restaurant?
Fat White Family?
Restaurant.
Oh, God. You know what? I'm feeling restaurant as well.
It's a band. You can go see them at Glastonbury.
Okay, Fat White Family.
How about Honey Dijon?
Honey Dijon.
Band.
I'm going to be a restaurant.
It is a band. Yeah. I actually do like it as a band name. I think it's cool. Nacho Daddy.
I think it's a band.
Nacho Daddy.
What do you reckon, Pete?
As in not your daddy. I'm going to go with band as well.
It's a restaurant in Las Vegas. Oh, go and check it out.
You are
great.
Not the father.
What about No Name?
No Name.
Restaurant. I reckon that's a restaurant.
Yeah, I think that's a restaurant too.
Like, I get it, like a cool, funky little restaurant. It's open very late. You know, you find it like in a basement somewhere.
Yeah. Well, if you go to Glastonbury, you can go see No Name.
No Name.
Yes. You guys are not very good at this.
No, but you know what? It does remind me of the time we started a Mix 94.5 netball team down here at Lord's. We were doing like Mix netball for fun.
Yeah.
And I said, let's call our team Bye. B-Y-E. Yeah. So when it comes up on the fixtures, the other team might not show and we might get the win.
That's such a great idea.
Because I hated playing games at 10:30 at night. Yeah. I've got a job to do in the morning.
They don't allow it though, do they? They make you change it?
Oh, well, no, we were allowed at the time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, mate, it was the early 00s. It was a different time.
It's a loose time.
We're all looser.
I've got a couple more for you guys. I've got a couple more. How about Peter Pan?
Oh, no, that's definitely a restaurant.
Yeah, 100% a restaurant.
Yeah, correct. That is a restaurant. Yeah. Bar Italia.
Oh, that's a restaurant, and it's on the Gold Coast under Chevron Towers.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
It's also a band at Glastonbury.
Well, it's also a band at Glastonbury.
Hey!
And the final one, Cabbages and Condoms. Band or restaurant.
Oh my God, I really hope it's a band. I don't want to eat there.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah.
That becomes a sex club later on in the night.
Well, one of you is correct. It is a restaurant in Thailand.
Yay!
Go check it out.
I don't want the condiments.
Pete and Kimber's yay or nay.
Hello, Rami.
Morning. Hello.
Producer Rami.
How are we?
Yay!
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 Hey,
babes.
Weekend for everyone,
it's a big
I think.
It's a big weekend. It was a very big weekend.
Yay and naying over three topics, and you got 3 seconds to make up your mind.
Sorry, can I just have one moment just here
no,
on this
you
busy,
can't.
Just the busy weekend. Kimber spent the weekend with Jack Black. Just let that sink in for a moment.
Well, it's funny you say that because one of these yay and nays is going to be about that.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, you go on.
That's all right.
That's all right. You guys spent the weekend together at the on stage at the Crab Fest.
We had an hour together.
We had an hour together.
That's pretty great.
I left the crab festival without having a single crab.
Why?
Because he was too busy. He just went there for the stars and then left.
Just went there for the fest.
For the fest.
Yeah.
Anyways, social media is doing more harm than good.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Yay?
Yeah, 100%.
Yep. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's done.
I think we're... Look,
nah,
we...
Legit.
I think in our Pete and Kimber's Mix fam... On our Facebook page, we're all about promoting a good place where people treat each other with kindness and speak to each other well. Outside of that, I think social media is making us hate one another as humans.
I think so.
But that's where it gets kind of a bit tricky, right? Because if we didn't have social media, we couldn't be in touch with the Mix fam, for example. They'd have to call us.
Yes, we could. But this is the thing. The only reason I've got social media is because it's necessary for the job.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. There's an expectation there. Otherwise, I would... It off in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good if we just shut down comments on
everything.
On like news articles and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then we just wouldn't see that those people exist.
Mm. And likes. Likes need to go.
Yeah.
Second one, Crocs are an acceptable form of footwear.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Oh.
I would have given this a nay ago.
I'm saying yay.
Yeah.
But it's because Jack Black was wearing them.
Yeah.
Jack Black was wearing Crocs when I went to meet him.
Sorry, but no.
Why?
And he's not the only one. Remember Margot Robbie was in town a few months ago and she was spotted wearing Crocs?
They were Crocs with a heel. They were Crocs
they were.
With a heel.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I like wearing them in the garden. They are great gardening shoes.
But
they stop the big spiders getting through. But then you can hose them out later when they get covered in filth.
That's terrible because the sand gets in between your toes.
There's a place, no. A place everything.
No,
place
for everything. I reckon we should do a thing on the show where we get all the Crocs together and just burn them all.
Do you want to make some Mix 94.5 Crocs?
No.
I think that's a great idea.
No.
Mix 94.5 Crocs.
No.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
What send us a text 04800 21945 if you would support us in a pair of Mix 94.5 Crocs.
And really send the words Croc of sh if you don't support it.
Was that the Jack Black chat that you were referring to just then? Was that covering Jack Black?
I think it was.
Did you know Kimber spent the entire weekend with Jack Black?
Really?
It was
the whole weekend.
12 minutes.
It was not the
whole
weekend.
It was Friday night. She was like, hey, Jack. He's like, hey, Kimber, good to see you again.
I can tell you it was exclusive. You're not going to hear Jack Black anywhere else on this in the West Coast.
In this city.
It's us.
Yeah, that's true.
I was the only one.
Final one, surprise weddings at engagement parties.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Nay.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
No.
I know why you're saying nay. Because you're the kind of person who can't be bothered going to an engagement party and then you're annoyed that you missed the wedding.
Wait, what?
No.
You don't go to engagement parties?
No. I go to engagement parties.
Something came up, guys. Oh, the kids are... Oh, I'm just so busy.
Put it this way. I begrudgingly go to engagement parties.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just...
I think they're a great idea.
I saw this thing on socials last night. The very same thing. Like, of a couple who were celebrating an engagement with their family and friends, and then they made an announcement saying, this is actually our wedding. Why?
It's brilliant.
Sorry, hang on a sec.
That's
so
what I meant,
their wedding.
Their wedding.
Right. Oh, that I'm a yay for. I'm all good for that.
What do
you mean? A fun little surprise. I thought he was saying, like, you have an engagement party, and then, surprise, there's somebody's having a wedding. And you
no,
don't,
no, no, no. As
like,
in,
how's that
it's
possible?
The wedding of the engaged couple, clearly.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God, Pete.
I didn't get that part.
Like, do you need a coffee or a lobotomy today?
No, let's
what's
be,
happening?
I think he needs a lobotomy.
I think, as you can hear, by the definition of a lobotomy, I've clearly had one.
Oh, God. Get out.
This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about.